Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 13. The glory of the light of the gospel of glory. As we began to look more closely at the theme of the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ, we have tried to explain, in the previous chapters, that this facet of the gospel is given to us, among other points, to 1. Exalt the exceedingly great purpose of the Lord associated with His gospel, which is that we come to know God in a broader and more personal way through the revelation of who Christ is. 2. Exalt the newness of life or eternal life that comes from Him who has already finished everything that was necessary to be accomplished so that this newness of life could be offered to all human beings through heavenly grace. 3. Exalt the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who sustains what has already been finished and who supports the eternal life that comes from Him. 4. Exalt the point that it is through His multiple ministries carried out in His position alongside the Heavenly Father, and evidenced even more after His crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection, that the Lord Jesus Christ works so that each of the gifts we need, according to His gospel, also become a reality or a living experience in us. Nevertheless, and considering that the knowledge of the glory of Christ and the relationship with it is so crucial for advancing and growing in the novelty of life granted by God, why, then, so many people, including many who seek intensely to know it, know so little about the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in His present condition and exalted by God above everything and everyone, except above the Heavenly Father Himself who bestowed everything to Christ? To analyze a broader and, at the same time, a more accurate answer to the question in the previous paragraph, we would like to recall below the text that has been adopted on this subject as a basis for the reference to the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. If someone is hasty in analyzing the last text exposed above, one may, through a superficial analysis of it, come to a mistaken conclusion that the reason why people do not see the gospel also as the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God is the blindness that the devil causes in people. Although the text above declares that the God of this age, also called as the Prince of Darkness, produces blindness in many people, the text does not declare that this action is carried out indistinctly on all people, nor does it state that this action is performed regardless of the attitude that people adopt in their lives. The text in the reference should be viewed with close or special attention so that no one incurs the thought that the devil has the power to blind the understanding of anyone he aims to blind. So, having said the consideration of the previous paragraph on the last text in reference, we may observe that the verses in question show us that the reason why people do not see what is in the gospel of the glory of the Lord, is the lack of access they have to the light of the gospel of glory itself, and that this lack of light, in turn, is set on them by the devil because of the unbelief that people themselves adopt in their hearts. If we looked at the text in reference from a perspective of several layers, we could perhaps, as an example, say that the blindness caused by the so-called God of this age is the most external and superficial layer of reasons that prevent people from seeing the gospel of the glory of the Lord as they should see it. Where, however, the lack of access to the very light of the gospel of glory, caused by people's unbelief, is the most profound cause for them not to relate to the glory of the gospel as the Lord intends them to do. In other words, Perhaps we could say that the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God remains hidden for many people because the light to see it does not shine on them. However, this light does not shine on them because the God of this age intervenes so that they do not see the light, using, for this, the unbelief of people to be able to stand between the unbelievers and the light of the gospel of glory. The understanding of the text to which we are reporting is particularly challenging since it refers to the distinct performances of three different parts, namely. First distinct part, it relates to the position of faith or unbelief of each person. Second distinct part, it relates to the action of the God of this age on people who take the position or attitude of unbelief concerning what is offered to them by the Lord. Third distinct part, it relates to the performance of the light of the gospel of the glory of the Lord concerning the people who believe and receive what God offers them through His gospel. As much as the text in reference mentions what the God of this age intends to do regarding those who position themselves as unbelievers and however much God wants to grant the light of the gospel of the glory to those who believe in Him so that they come to understand more broadly and precisely what is offered to them in this same gospel. It is the attitude of the part that is up to human beings to perform that defines the role of the other parts concerning the blindness in relation to the light of the gospel of the Lord's glory or regarding the knowledge of this light. Understanding the text in reference is challenging, for it shows us a succession of facts that may come from a position that a person adopts in his or her heart. The text in reference shows us that the position that an individual takes concerning what God intends that he or she believes may also define what follows the respective choice of faith or unbelief made by a person. If a person comes to believe what the Lord wants him or her to believe initially, the consequence of this attitude leads him or her to see the light of the gospel of glory, which, in turn, enlightens that person's understanding to continuing to grow in the knowledge of the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. If, however, a person stands in disbelief at what the Lord intends him or her to believe in the first place, the consequence of this unbelief leads him or her to encounter blindness of understanding so that the light of the gospel of glory does not shine on him or her. The light of the gospel of glory is what allows a person to see more widely what is in it. However, if a person does not believe what one is called to believe initially about the gospel, the light of the gospel that allows him or her to know more about it may also be obstructed. For a person to be able to see more precisely or in more detail what is in the gospel, one must first accept the gospel according to what is initially presented or offered to him or her to believe in this gospel. When, for example, a person buys a lamp to have the light in a specific place in his or her home, one cannot have the light of that lamp in his or her home if one does not actually take the lamp to his or her home. Similarly, the light of the gospel of glory is also part of the gospel that is granted to those who receive the gospel first in its basic points. And this is one of the main aspects why people find such great difficulty in understanding more about the gospel of the glory of the Lord. Many people in the world, including many scholars, and even many scholars who also call themselves Christians, have sought to know the glory of Christ and the glory of God without using the light that the Lord offers them. Because they do not believe indeed what God has already presented to them about His gospel, they have strayed far from the simplicity that is in Christ and the love of God, thus also becoming subject to being blinded by the prince of this world concerning the immeasurable characteristics of the glory of God and His gospel. If a person does not have access to the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God, one does not actually have broad or true access to this gospel, but only has access to a set of writings and words about the gospel and not to the real life offered by it. Without the light of the gospel, a person is unable to distinguish the letter that kills from the spirit that gives life, as explained in more detail by the subject called The Letter or Life of the first series of themes of the systemic teaching about Christian life. John 5:39-40. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. For a person to have the light that enlightens him or her for the knowledge of the gospel of the glory of the Lord, one must first have received this light in his or her life. Therefore, the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ and, consequently, of the glory of God that needs to be received so that an individual can see the very gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God more widely, in turn, is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who is also the essence of the whole gospel that is offered to us by God through His grace. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Christ is the light of the world, the light sent by God to shine His glory in the hearts of those who were in the region and the shadow of death. Christ is the light sent from heaven to the world so that people through Him can be reconciled with their Creator, but He is also the light of God's life that a person can find only in Christ Himself. Matthew 4:16. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death light has dawned. John 1:4-5. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Apart from Christ, people are deprived of seeing and reaching the life that is in the gospel offered by the Lord, for they lack the true and only source of light that can make them see what is offered to them by God through grace and by faith in this grace. God has established to reveal the glory of His salvation exclusively in Christ Jesus, His only begotten Son, or the Son of His love. But it is also only in Christ Jesus that God has established that the other aspects of His glory revealed in His gospel may become known to those who receive the salvation. It is in the face of Christ, it is in looking at Christ, through personal fellowship with Him, that the light that is given to us from the kingdom of heaven is revealed to us so that we may continue to know the glory of God that we need so much to continue to grow according to this same glory. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Christ is the name above every name, the Word that lives forever, the newness of life, and the eternal light through which God has established that His glory may become more broadly revealed. Psalms 115:1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to Your name give glory, because of Your mercy, because of Your truth. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore God also has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. John 6:68-69. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also we have come to believe and know that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ is the expression of God's beauty and holiness. Psalms 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Christ did not declare that He is one more light in the world or that He is one more light for life. Christ stated that He is the light of the world and the light of life, informing us that if a person rejects Christ, one also rejects the only light to know more about the glory of Christ Himself and of God in whom all life according to the will of the kingdom of heaven dwells. Therefore, before moving on to the role of Christ as the light of a Christian, it is imperative that people understand that they need to have Christ as Lord in their hearts to, then, have the light of Christ to enlighten them on how they can live and walk in the newness of life or eternal life that is offered to them in the Lord. When the Scriptures show us that Christ is the light of the gospel of His glory and the glory of the Heavenly Father, They also inform us that what is in his gospel can only be seen more widely through the presence of the Lordship of Christ with the one who wants to know more about this gospel. The work of God that allows a person to receive the light of life to see the other aspects of the glory of Christ and the glory of God, to be guided by the Lord according to this glory, is and always will be the same, as shown in the texts below. John 6, 28-29. Then they said to him, "What shall we do, that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 1:11-13. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. As the light that enlightens the other aspects of the gospel of his glory and the glory of God, or as the light of eternal life, Christ is a gift from God to those who first receive him as the light of the world, or for those who receive him first as the Lord of their lives. The Heavenly Father revealed his glory in Christ on the cross of Calvary and by the resurrection of Christ so that, through Christ, people may begin to live according to the glory that was previously reserved for them in the eternal Lord, for it is the God himself who commanded light to shine out of darkness, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The glory that was upon Christ so that he would be presented as the perfect Lamb who takes away the sin of the world is also the glory that shone in the face of the darkness of death to enlighten those who believe in the saving glory of the Lord. And this, so that they may also have the light of the knowledge of the eternal glory that is in God, revealed in the face of Christ. When a person believes in the glory of Christ as the Savior and Lord of one's personal life, receives Christ into the heart in this way, and maintains fellowship with the Lord, one also receives the glory of Christ as the light to live and walk in newness of life in the present and for eternity. When a person receives Christ as Lord, one also receives him as the light that enlightens the understanding about the fact that in the other aspects of Christ's glory are found the fullness of virtues that are necessary for his or her life to be guarded and supported in the present and forever in the Lord. And, in turn, when a Christian recognizes Christ as Lord and receives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, a whole new perception about God, about Christ, and how the Lord wants to teach and lead him or her in all areas of one's life may become unfolded before this Christian. Recognizing and receiving Christ as Lord and as the true light for daily personal life in God is the way to grow in the knowledge of the other attributes of God and Christ, for God established Christ himself to teach us through the Holy Spirit about how we can relate to the Spirit of the Lord, to Christ, and the Heavenly Father. Ephesians 3:16-19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. When someone receives Christ as the Lord, the light of the Lord is willing to shine in the heart of that individual so that one also sees how Christ can be with him or her continually and how Christ can work in him or her the hope and faith that is according to the Heavenly Father's will. After a person has Christ as his or her Lord and his or her light, Christ continues to show him or her more widely who he is in his most diverse attributes and functions. And this, so that one also comes to trust more in Christ to the point of allowing the Lord to operate what one needs that God carries out in him or her and on one's behalf. Regardless of whether a person seeks it or not, in Christ is and always will be all the glory that a human being needs to know to obtain a life according to faith and hope in God. However, When someone seeks Christ for him to be the Lord of his or her life, God grants him or her eternal salvation and also the light so that one may see the Lord's eternal glory that is revealed to us by the gospel of his glory. When we look at the gospel of glory from the angle of the glory of the Lordship and the light of Christ, we see it explained once again why Paul preached so much Christ as the Lord, because it is through the recognition that Christ is the Lord that a person is saved, but also because it is through this recognition that the eyes of this person's understanding are kept enlightened by the Lord of glory. Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. 2 Corinthians 4:3-6. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When a person stands up amidst those who are considered dead in their trespasses and sins, and cries personally and directly to Christ for him to be the Lord of one's life, Christ is powerful to save him or her and still shine the light of the kingdom of God even before the thickest darkness that might try to oppose the shining of this light in the heart of the one who cries out to the Lord. Ephesians 5:6-14. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. The light in which a Christian is called to walk after one has done the work of believing in Christ and receiving him in the heart is the Lord Jesus Christ himself whom he or she has received. And it is in the Christian's fellowship with the Lord that Christ enlightens him or her both regarding what is good for him or her to do each new day and from what is better to abstain for his or her benefit. The broader understanding of the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God necessarily passes through the light of this gospel. However, the enlightenment that this light gives is achieved by fellowship with the one who is the source of all light for eternal life. As already mentioned above, if a person rejects Christ and his lordship, one also despises the light for one's life, just as if a person refuses the light that is offered from heaven, one also rejects Christ, because Christ and his light are inseparable. John 3:19-21. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. There are many books about the Christian life in the world, many books about the gospel, including, for example, the present subject. However, living and walking according to the will of God is directly associated with a person believing in the Lord, maintaining fellowship with Christ, and remaining under the light to understand the other facets of the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God, for it is through these other facets of his glory that the Lord guides every Christian on the path that is beneficial to him or her for the present and for eternity. Without receiving Christ in the heart through faith or without fellowship with Christ, also as the light of his gospel, People can read, write, and even preach about the gospel and still remain without understanding the glory of Christ and the glory of God that is announced and offered to us through it. Without faith in Christ, in the sense of recognizing Christ as the Lord in their hearts, people are deprived of the light of God. And, in turn, dissociated from the eternal light, people listen, but do not understand, have eyes, but do not see what God has already offered them before their eyes. Not believing in Christ and his position as eternal Lord is the same as putting oneself in a state of unbelief, and through which the devil seeks to work to blind people's understanding so that they also do not see the other aspects of the glory of Christ and the glory of God. John 5:36-38. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, who sent me, has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. Although the world, and even many Christians, do not know the glory that is in the risen Christ, and although many do not know the transforming power that is in the knowledge of this glory, and exclusively by the knowledge of it from glory to glory, the devil knows the transformative power that the knowledge of the glory of God and fellowship with it can cause in the life of a human being. For this reason, the God of this age also acts so insistently that people do not come to know the light of the gospel that reveals the transforming glory of the Lord. The devil is intensely opposed to God and does not want people to come to know their Creator. And for this reason, one of the main actions of the devil is to combat the understanding that it is in the light of Christ that people can come to know God more broadly. Since the devil can never touch and corrupt God and his glory, he works on the attempt of increasingly obscure the knowledge of God's glory among people who do not believe in Christ. Using as a basis people's unbelief towards Christ Jesus and his work on behalf of people through his death on the cross of Calvary and his resurrection from the dead, the devil also tries to stand against the light of the gospel, which is Christ, so that people likewise do not come to know the other aspects of the glory of God and the glory of Christ also revealed in his gospel. Let us note again, that the text of 2 Corinthians 4 does not describe that the God of this age seeks to blind the understanding of unbelievers so that they do not see the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God, but says that the devil seeks to blind their understanding lest they see the light of the gospel of the Lord's glory. Although the devil opposes the whole gospel of God and although he does not want people to come to know the gospel of the Lord, his focus is more intensely directed so that people do not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. More than trying to prevent people from having access to the declarations of the gospel of the kingdom of God, what the devil most intends to avoid is that people come to know the light of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The relationship with the light of the gospel, which is Christ, is something very interesting to be observed, because although darkness cannot prevail against the light, God has allowed and allows people to choose to receive this light or to choose to abstain from this light in their personal lives. A person's blindness concerning Christ can be caused by the fact that a person does not know that the Lord came into the world to be the Redeemer and Savior of his or her life, but it may also be due to a choice of not believing in Christ as the Lord sent by the Heavenly Father to save us or because of the unwillingness to receive him as Lord in the heart. Although a person may have light at one's disposal or in a reachable condition, one may deprive oneself of light by withdrawing from the presence of light or simply by wearing a veil that blocks the shining of the light towards him or her or that prevents light from reaching the eyes of his or her understanding. Therefore, unbelief concerning the basic aspects of the gospel or the position of Christ as the Redeemer, Savior, and Lord attracts a veil that may blind a person regarding the light of the gospel, taking into account yet that the way in which unbelief is practiced might be quite diverse. Unbelief can range from believing that God does not exist to believing in the most varied religions that worship multiple gods, or even from believing in the religions that propose to worship the one Creator God but which do not propose to do it through Christ as instructed by the Lord in the Scriptures. Romans 10:2-3. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. No light of natural knowledge or religious knowledge, however zealous the production of this knowledge or religion may have been, can replace the only light that can shine even in the dense darkness to rescue people who have turned away from God in their hearts, for the light that Christ comes to offer, enlightens the human being also for the spiritual things of eternal life which can only be seen through the Holy Spirit that Christ grants to those who believe in Him. 1 Corinthians 2:14, 12, and 6-10. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Whether by trying to deny the existence of God or Christ, or by adopting religious laws as if a person could be perfected before God through these laws and thereby achieve the salvation of one's soul, the veil of unbelief prevents people to understand the Lord's will for them despite the fact that the light is already near or available before them, for the veil of unbelief blinds the understanding of those who come to submit and believe in the things associated with this veil. 2 Corinthians 3:14, a, and 15. But their minds were blinded. For until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, or Old Covenant. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Although the veil of the Temple of Jerusalem was already torn in two by the power of God when Christ died on the cross of Calvary, showing that the way to God is fully open through Christ and that there is no need for any other means to reach the Heavenly Father, the removal of the veil over a person's understanding, and which stands against the light of Christ in one's heart, depends on a person's particular attitude towards Christ. The tearing of the veil of the Temple of Jerusalem in two parts was done once and for all to show that only in Christ can a person draw close to God and that no religion based on laws and works for the justification of human beings will succeed before the Lord. However, the veil of the temple has also been torn in two so that no one else needs to carry a personal veil before one's eyes or over one's heart. The tearing of the veil of the temple in two, which occurred when Christ was crucified, represented God's action in leaving the way open to Him in favor of all humanity. However, the veil over or in front of each heart represents the position or attitude that each person adopts concerning what God has already done once and for all and which is entirely sufficient for the redemption of all people. The veil before each heart, which stands against the closer knowledge of the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God, is only removed for those who abandon unbelief concerning the basic aspects of the gospel or the lordship of Christ. Regardless of what people believe or stop believing, the tearing in two parts of the veil that manifested the new and living way to God, through Christ, remains unchanged forever. However, if a person rejects Christ, in the sense of not receiving Him as Lord in one's heart, one also fails to understand that there is still another veil that is before one's eyes and that similarly needs to be removed. When a person rejects Christ, in the sense of not receiving Him as Lord in his or her heart, one may not even reach the revelation that there is a veil before him or her that blinds his or her understanding of the glory of God, and also that this veil can only be removed in Christ or when someone turns to Christ. When a person rejects Christ as the Redeemer, Savior, and the unique mediator between people and God, one also remains blind to the fact that Christ is the light for him or her to understand the glory of God in the other facets that there are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:15-14. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. But their minds were blinded. For until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, or Old Covenant, because the veil is taken away in Christ. When, however, a person accepts Christ as the envoy of God to save him or her from a life distanced from the fellowship with God, that veil that prevented him or her from seeing that Christ himself is the light so that the other parts of the gospel also become revealed is taken away. Because of unbelief in the heart regarding the lordship of Christ, the basic aspects of the salvation offered by God through the gospel, or the condition of Christ as the exclusive mediator between human beings and God, people abstain from the light that could give them the due understanding of the other aspects that are contained in the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God. Nevertheless, through faith in Christ and fellowship with the Lord Jesus, people come to have access to the light so that the understanding of the gospel of the glory of Christ and the glory of God is also granted to them. If a person accepts Christ as Lord in his or her heart, Christ reveals himself as the light of that individual so that one may know more about Christ, and this, with the purpose that one too will come to enjoy the other wonderful attributes of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:16-18. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. When someone turns to Christ or receives Him as Lord to also receive eternal life, this eternal life, which is Christ, begins to show itself present and active in the life of the one who received it, because, without the veil over the heart, a person can start to see the light that he or she did not see before. And through this light, in turn, one may come to know the glory of God and the glory of Christ as it would never be possible to know otherwise. When someone receives Christ in the heart to be free from subjection to sin and the body of sin, one also has at his or her disposal the light to see the other aspects of the Lord's glory and which he or she needs so much to grow in the newness of life that is offered to him or her in the Lord through the gospel. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. 1 John 5:12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 2 Peter 1:3. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Repeating in other words, when someone believes in Christ as the Scriptures instruct him or her to believe, when someone does God's work, which is to believe in Christ as the Lord sent by the kingdom of heaven, the veil is taken away so that one may see the light that has always existed in God. And this, so that one may see the glory of God also to be transformed from glory to glory. On the other hand, there may also be the fact that many people want Christ as their Savior, but when they see the light that he offers to bring to their hearts or their lives, they oppose themselves to the light and, consequently, to the position of Christ as the Lord, for the light of Christ is powerful to illuminate all areas of a person's life and not just those that the person would like to see enlightened. Because they do not understand the glory of Christ as the light of their lives or because they do not want the benefit of having light in the most diverse areas of life, many people perform many vain religious practices, useless sacrifices, and even follow priests who do not actually lead them to light, for, as the Lord said, how can a blind individual guide another blind person? Because they do not discern the glory of Christ as the Lord of their lives, and subsequently as the only true light for their lives, many people are deceived and likewise continue to deceive one another. When people reject Christ as Redeemer and Lord, that is, they reject the light of God in their lives, what they have left are the rudiments of the world, darkness, and being guided by others who fall short of light or even by the prince of darkness that rules them according to the course of this world. John 3:20-21. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Ephesians 2:1-3. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. When people do not know or recognize who Christ is or they do not know what the glory of Christ is in his position as Savior and Lord, they seek to make others or other things to be what they indeed can never be. Isaiah 40:18-31. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare to him? The workman molds an image, the goldsmith overspreads it with gold, and the silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution chooses a tree that will not rot, he seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing, he makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number, he calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Plus. Isaiah 42, 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Receiving the light of the Lord certainly implies challenges of change in thoughts and attitudes towards life, which may also imply major repositioning in life. However, the light also points and enlightens the path of peace and good not only for the present time but also for all eternity. John 8, 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Christ is the light that shows the way of God's salvation to humanity. Christ is the light that came into the world to make all the necessary provisions for the salvation of all people. Nevertheless, Christ, likewise, is the light that enlightens the hearts of those who receive his salvation and recognize him as Lord so that, as saved, they may have the eyes of their understanding open to see even more broadly, through the gospel of glory, who the Lord who saved them and who is always willing to be with them is. Philippians 4, 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. John 14, 21, b. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. The light that came into the world to save us, shows us that in believing in Christ and receiving Christ as the Lord is salvation for the new life in God. However, it is also the same light that came into the world that shows us that in continuing to believe in Christ as the Lord is the light for the other aspects of this life. And this, so that we may understand the glory of Christ and the glory of God, the glory that also sustains the life that is granted by the Lord to those who already have received such great salvation. Hebrews 2, 1-3, a. Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Acts 2, 29-36. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.